Yeah, most of the inyanim are already have been predetermined. For example, the Mokim Adlaka. Remember when first came with Kill about 4 years ago, I remember there were people lighting downstairs, if I'm not mistaken, huh? Now I don't see anything downstairs. If I'm not mistaken, huh? I don't think there's anything going downstairs. Yeah, Mistama, the judgment of that is that in this building, the Chlal, the Chatzar, the entire Chatzar really is Mishtayach, at least in that entrance, all to the Yeshiva. There's no really way to get into any of the other floors except Derech the Chatzar, which the prime, greatest place to have lived, would have been on the gate downstairs in front of the binyan. That would have been the greatest mokum to light. Stama the cheshbin of the yeshiva, and for shteitzach, the first thing you wouldn't want to go against whatever is already noyig in the yeshiva, is kanira that the chazanish was majorly chayshish for the fact that our chatzeris are not chatzeris. And if our chatzeris aren't chatzeris, because we don't do anything, and clearly in this chatzer it's really just Amish people walk through. And another problem with the chatzer is that people walk through from the part from the other side of Zvil, from the back side of Zvil, and they walk through here and they use it mamish as a rishus rabbim. So therefore, to light on the gate, it could be it's kilu you're lighting in the middle of the street, and to light on the door, so nobody's able to see it. Bichlal. And to tell them, it's at the chatzer, you're stuck. So the only other eitzah said the chazanish is to light upstairs, to light in the window, which is mistama what the oilam is doing. And over here, by yeshiva, I once heard from Rav Scheinberg, there's another heter, because that is makom harabim anyways. The yeshiva is a makom harabim. So mela, to talk about the makom adlaka, it's already been discussed. To talk about the zman of that adlaka, to when to light. So again, it's mistama, these are all things. When to the light, you light by shkia. Light by shkia. So that's the minig yushalayim. Again, that the pashtus is that most of your fathers did not light at shkia. Most of your fathers, even if they did come home early from work, they lit at seis, which is the minhag of Rav Olam to light at seis, even if it wasn't 72, but it was certainly either 30 or 35 in the Shiloh Meir first. The Maisa, a person that doesn't have a minhag and he would want to know what to do, many of the Paiskim said the best thing to do would be light sometime in between. 13 and a half minutes is a very prime time because it's 13 and a half minutes after shkia, so you're still within a half an hour of tzeis, you're still within a half an hour of shkia, and maybe you have tzeis of the goyin. The goyin held at tzeis is at 13 and a half minutes. So, if a person does, but again, in these ayinyanim, when you have a yeshiva and everybody's lighting at the same time, some of you do like the minhag. So to talk about that is also not to neged, which makes it a little bit more difficult to talk about in Yanei Chanukah. We're left with, you know, the makom adlaka we don't have, the zman of adlaka we don't have. To talk about oil, by now you've all bought oil. And I'll tell you the secret that the shaila that everyone talks about, if you need that, the oil should be roi l'achila, or if you don't need it to be roi l'achila. So I'll tell you the secret. The secret is that the oil's all roi l'achila. All the oils that say that they're not roi l'achila, they're all roi l'achila. And the reason they write on them that they're not roi l'achila is simply because they don't want to have to pay taxes. And if you write on it that it's roi l'maichel, so then the tax is much higher. And that's why the price is very, very different, because one is for roi l'achila is about 40 shekel, and the one that's not roi l'achila is about 15 shekel. And a lot of it has to do with taxes. I must admit that it's a more chashuv oil. The oils that are roi l'achila, they're finer oils. They use better oils. And that's clear in halacha, that it's a l'chatchila mahadrin to have a better oil. But if a person wants to know it's a yotze with the other oils, he's certainly yotze, it's certainly l'chatchila, and it's even mahadrin to use the other oils. And again, by now, you already bought your oil, and some also talk about that is not a ge'er. So I'm really left with only about two or three shailas. One of them is gambling on Hanukkah, or in general. But I don't know if the Olam Bechal knows what that is.
What
was that? Bechal Hanukkah Bechal. And Bechal, Bachram aren't interested in talking about that, especially because they're Chash Taka Bachram, that they don't even go away for Shabbos Hanukkah. So, Mela, okay, I don't want to talk about gambling. I'll tell you one other Shaila, a Shaila that I asked Rechaim Kanievsky. There are people in my house that are afraid of the dark. My children, myself. There are a few of us that were afraid of the dark. And the Shaila was that we have different menorahs, Baruch Hashem, we have myself, we have all the children. So, one, we're looking for all different mekayimis to light. I light by the taka, by the gate, by the door. And one of the menorahs I light by the window. So the question was, which window? One of my children said, light it in my room. Because I'm scared of the dark, you know, this way. It's great. Now I can go into the room, and there's no problem. You won't be scared. Now, Lemaisa, if there was a shamish, the kasha doesn't really start. The shayla is, let's say when the shamish goes out, And now all that's left in the room, because when it comes to, you know, you want to try and be a shtickle nachmir in these inyanim, that the shuk nowadays goes very, very late, and a person has a shuk that goes till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock even at night. Over here it's probably mamish late, it's like 12 o'clock at night, and the Meili wants to keep the candles lit till 12 o'clock at night. But the shamish, he doesn't need lit till 12 o'clock at night. So now, are you allowed to light menorah in a room of das kain, that the reason you're lighting it specifically in that room is that the child shouldn't be scared of the dark? What do you say? Mother, also. You say mother. So I'll tell you an interesting story. Last year, I said I had this shayla last year, and I have a shul in Ramat Shlomo, and I told the island that I told them that I think it's mother. Yeah. And one of the people that davened in my shul, he sent the shayla to Chaim Knievsky, and Chaim Knievsky wrote back. I have the paper at home. I forgot to bring it. He wrote back, push it, it's mother. Okay? Push it, it's mother. This year, right, so I said this year, last Friday night. I said the shir in the shul, and I said this over. I said last year, I said the shayla. I actually have two shaylas. One shayla was, are you allowed to sleep in a room that the menorah is lit, and you're getting hanah from the menorah? It's a hanah de memela, kaseh. It's not a real hanah. It's not a tangible hanah. It's that memela, I'm able to sleep in the room, but it's not called he's grabbing hanah. He's taking hanah. So I said, is it mutter? It's hanah de memela. So Chaim Knievsky, he said it's mutter. Okay. Maisa, after the shir Friday, so there's a person who's a chassid of Shmuel Vosner in Bnei Brak. So he went there, he told me on the first night of Hanukkah, he just told me a story last night. He went there on the first night of Hanukkah, on Wednesday night, and he asked Rav Vosner this kasha. So Rav Vosner told him, Pashat it's asr. He actually didn't say Pashat, Barur is asr. What could be the shayla? You have something over here that hana is not the normal tzuras hana that we find in Lekichas hana. It's not on taking something. So I'm a supik how it was said over. The way I said it in the shir was, you light the menorah in the room, and now the child wants to go to sleep there because he's able to sleep since it's light in the room. That's how I said the shayla over. The way he asked the question to Rav Vosner was, you had a choice of two rooms. Again, I said that way before, but that's not how I said it in the shir. I said, you have a choice of two rooms, and you decide you're going to light it in this room and not in that room, b'chdei, so that the child should be able to go to sleep and they'll have that no. I'm a supik, I don't know. The way the shayla was asked, Chaim Knievsky, I have on print, was that they asked Chaim that, are you allowed to sleep in a room that has a light? Because now he's able to sleep, and until now he was scared of the dark. So Chaim said, yes. Maybe that's not cool that you're grabbing a no. Mashenkin, if you actually bedafka, you go out of your way and you decide, I'm going to light in this room and not in that room. So, I don't know, maybe that's worse. That's worse, but a component. No, Lalach over here, the Dalim is afraid of the dark. Anyways, Mr. Tamil doesn't sleep in the lunchroom, so it's also weiter, not a negeya. It's got other cases that maybe, that no, you have to know if it gets a little cold. I mean, this yontif it's not, but to get the warmth from the candles, that's also called hanah. All this is called hanah. Once a person wants to read by the neiros, that would be called hanah. But again, this type of hanah, the memela, where the person is not actually, himself, he's not taking the hanah, he's just going to sleep in a room that's well lit. So that mistama, that would be okay.
The shamish helps with the heat.
The shamish would not help for the heat. Chur not. The Balmor in Pesachim says that the Shamash Taka wouldn't, but more also in Shabbos. Especially talking about that you can't say that I'm getting a little bit of from the heat. And if either you need the Ribuya heat over there in order to get on, that would Taka be a problem. These things would Taka be also. Yeah. My wife asked me last night, she wanted to put the menorah in a certain place that it would look like there's people still in the house. We were going out. So she wanted to look. I was thinking, this is like the same shayla with her. And she wanted to look for the menorah there. So the mom, she says, what goes on in my house? The yomim, let's put it in this room. But the kid's not sleeping there, so we don't have to put it there. So the kid won't be scared. So we'll put it in that room. So that they can have them. That they'll see. I'll just tell you one more shayla.
You don't have to,
what?
It doesn't have to be lit. That you had enough from the actual the kesef. You don't have to have the lights that it's lit.
No, but you won't be able to see it properly.
Because I have another
menorah. What? You know, that's not the good. I'll just tell you one more shayla. L'chaira, you know, all those pictures that they sell of Gedolim and Tzadikim, I'm sure you take pictures of all of your Rebbeim, when they tintlich, when they light the candles. I got it one time with Bayer Scheinberg. I took my children. I lived across the street in Matzdor. I took my children to see your Scheinberg light. And I'm not so much with light of Getschki, as you heard my cheshvin today. And I held that she light about 15 minutes later. So I came up there. So Scheinberg sees my children, and he didn't see me. So I said to them, why aren't you home lighting with your father? So my children, they turn around. They go, Tati's here. And they turn, he's over there. Oh, he starts screaming at me, go light the menorah. What are you doing wasting time watching me light? What are you wasting time? So that was my lesson. I had to watch from outside because I hope to write a 50-50 The mice. I tell you one more story though. All those pictures that they're selling in Gula of all the gedolim and the tzaddikim lighting menorah. How would that picture look if it didn't have a menorah in it? It wouldn't look so geschmack, right? Half of the picture, you have two choices of a picture. You have two pictures, right? One of them costs 11 shekel, one of them costs 14 shekel. The one is 11 shekel, is everybody Asher sitting and learning. There's 80 million of those. It wasn't, but the one of him lighting menorah, it will cost 14 shekel. Right? You have to be mevater on a donut because of that picture. So, l'chayah, that means that when I take a picture of Rabbi Yashiv with the menorah, I'm getting the hanah from the candles. Yeah? What do I say to that one?
Huh?
Oh, no. Oh, so I knew the Oilem was going to say this. You have to remember, I gave this shiur already in my shul on Friday night. Yeah? And already, and these are Israeli Talmidei Chachamim, and they're ready, they have like, they have rifles. These are the temper that when a person's laning and he says S and not Ace, they're there, already gone. So they all of a sudden they all scream out that what do you mean? You just need the menorah. You don't need the candles. You don't need the candles. Right? So I tell them, it's not true. It's not the Matthias. When you go to the store and you see the you have two pictures in front of you. I think we all know the truth. You have two pictures in front of you. One is the picture of Rav Yashiv and an unlit menorah. Right? So it's like Rav Yashiv in front of that little golf cart that he used to have. What's the nafkanina? So slowly. I'm not talking about the one necessary. There's no issue necessarily in taking the picture. I can't say the minister in the picture, but if the tachlis of that picture is that you're going to be able to have the hanah of the tzura of Rav Yashiv with his menorah, so that menem tzachanah will take it up. So to look at the picture, I don't have a problem looking at the picture now.
I'm getting hanah from his lighting. I can get it from his.
I'm not allowed to get enough from your candles. I can't come to your candle and take a cigarette and light it off the menorah. You can't do such things.
Usually when he's bending down, he did
it
wasn't lit.
No. If it's not lit one, it's not a matzah. No. Go and look, Rabbi Isai, at the calendar that they sold last year. I think it was a picture of Nassim Sufinkel and he's lighting the menorah. Right? So two of the candles already lit. I promise you, there were 67 pictures that they had. They had, I promise, 67 different pictures, and they chose that one because it had the two candles from the lichter. They're already lichting. Sorry. No, but say that. My question is not on us looking at the picture now. You're allowed, anyone now is allowed to buy that calendar, and everybody here is allowed to look at that picture. I have no problem with that. My question is I guess on the photographer who's taking this hanah in order, he's using the candles to supply us with the hanah. There's no issue now in looking at the picture. That's not the issue. The issue is that I use the candles. Yeah, so you think you're, all right, this cow's guy, he's a little bit extreme. This is extremism. This is like, straight. So I'll tell you the end of the story. The end of the story was that this kasha I talked didn't ask for Chaim, can you ask him? But I said last Friday, I said, Mistama, according to Reb Chaim, and Haraya, there's 18,000 pictures of Reb Chaim, can you ask him? So Mistama, this will go into the same idea, Tanod and Memela. The dates start screaming. This is not called Tanod and Memela. This is not hanah. Menansuk hanah. You're taking hanah. Right? It says in Bris, the kichus hanah. Rosh Hashanah and then Baruch Hama. This is called you're taking hanah. This is already different, right? There's a big fight back and forth.
Everyone has hanah. When I see my menorah, I also have hanah.
Oh, but what's that hanah? That's hanah. Hanah's mitzvah. That's hanah's mitzvah. Oh no, this is not the zav zav. This is a cost of kel. This is cash, Rabbi.
This is hanah the mitzvah. You see all the yashiv lighting menorah. That's hanah the mitzvah.
No, but it's hanah. It's yashiv mishdos. It's my wall has a picture of yashiv. I'm not so frum. It's not the hanah. When I look at the picture of the yashiv in the menorah, I don't see the hanah. It's not the mitzvah.
What's the hanah of the picture? What's the hanah of the wall has a
gedolim? Gedolim are beautiful people.
That's the mitzvah.
Nice. Now it's a beautiful person together with the menorah. It's beautiful. It's mamish more beautiful.
Because of the mitzvah.
Yeah, but not the photographer. Not for the photographer. Or not for me. Not for me. When I'm taking, let's say, even if I'm not selling it. But I'm taking the picture and put it on my wall. So I'm getting I want to have this bedeck my house. I want it to beautify my house. No, so again, I didn't ask this rabbi yet. Us? Come again? No. So that's what this rabbi says. I tell you, that doesn't bother me so much. Because I can hear the pshat is that just like I have a tremendous hanah when I take lulav and esrog, a tremendous hanah. It's mamish. This is mitzvah is not lehenis. That is the hanah. The hanah of doing ratzon Hashem and looking at a tzaddik do ratzon Hashem. That's not called an emsuch hanah. That's not called you taking a knot. But here's Pasha Metzias. I have a picture that I did. This picture now beautifies my house, and I'm doing something to either to sell it or to beautify my house, etc. So it's a little bit work. So again, it sounds like extremism.
The Hanah Pasha is a Hanah.
I see the rabbis are extremists here. Yes, sir.
The Hanah is a Hanah of the way.
Fire. Yeah,
the
another. Rabbi Glazer. If Rabbi Yoshua was holding his cigarette and the lighter, and it was a fire there.
We'll go for that one.
But not for that reason. Not for that reason. Not for that reason. Yeah. By the way, there's things they can do nowadays with pictures and furniture. Okay, I go, but I can't be machri in this Shiloh because everybody yelled at me, right? So this year I told him, by the way, did you ask the Shiloh of Rav Osner? Did you ask that Shiloh of Rav Osner? So he told me, yeah, he asked that Shiloh, but he doesn't want to tell me what he answered. Right? So I said, you know, I won't tell anyone else. He said, no, that's better. That's better. Yeah. I don't like it. Rav Osner said, I don't like it, but that one's better. Again, you're in the words right now of Gedolei Olam to try and figure out what he means. That one's better, meaning he still doesn't like it, but it's better. So I guess, still doesn't like it. I don't know what to do over here, etc. So afterward, one of Rav Osner's children was there. So he said, no, it's not a riot. Rav Osner's b'chal against people that are taking pictures of Gedolei, and he's against pictures. But Batsim Mitzad, the Etzim Zach, of taking the picture of the Menorah, can he be holding like the Olam is holding over here? Now, if we know the Rechaim Kineski was making on the picture, on even the case of going to sleep. So then, some over here would also be Mekel, because Mestam is Mamashem Amelot Dikamna. And this one, Rav Osner, the Chayra, he said also it'll be Mutter. I must tell you that I found last night in Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein as a Sefer, and he holds it's Osir. Taka brings his case, he says he doesn't know what the Heter is to take a picture of a. I was thinking, how far do you take this? I mean, there's other things that are Osir, I know. There's other things. I'll let the Eidlum think about it, and. Let me get invited.
That's so, in your own house.
Come again?
Your wife wants to take a picture of the family while you're lighting them. So the Chayyot's
the same Shiloh. Chayyot be the same Shiloh. I'm saying.
What's it then if you have Mutter and Noah?
Yeah.
A certain person.
Yeah.
May I take a picture of him?
But wait, so again, why are you taking a picture of him? If you're taking a picture of him, so you can put up darts. You know? No, you want to put darts?
You want to sell?
You want to hurt him?
You want to sell?
A voodoo doll or something. If you want to sell it, so it could be. I went to America last week, right before I went to America, I went to the Kaisel, the Tavern for Kaisel, the Chinese fellow over there, and he was taking a picture by the Kaisel. He took one of these beanies, he put it on his head like this, he stood in front of the Kaisel like this, and then he took the Kaisel, his little kind of iPod, and does it, he was going like this, and like this, he looked at himself, and he did this 42 times. And they didn't like this picture, he fixed the beanie this way, that way, he closed his eyes, he squinted more, he does shut massive, right? And then after, but so he finally looked at the picture, and he said, it's good. So, you know, I was standing behind the Kaisel, I said to him, no, no, no. He did it 42 times. I couldn't hold myself back. I don't know. I think the 13th one was much better. Yeah? And he goes back and he puts his hair. He took the head off of this one and he put it onto this one. Yeah? I saw this in my own eyes. I couldn't believe it. It's like Mamash and Moifes Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin, about cutting up people. The Gemara of Kiva, Mishnah. So he took the head off of this one and put it on this one. He said, what about that one? I said, that for sure. Now I have a question. I said, in 57 years from now, I don't know his life expectancy as well, but in 57 years from now, when they put him inside the Great Wall of China, right, for the final resting place, and he's sitting there, and what does he have? He's just looking at all the pictures, all the places he's ever visited in his life. Right? So he's going back to that matziv of when he was standing in front of the coast. And he's like, what does it do for him? I don't know. But it's some of the same thing. When we're putting up the picture, we're trying to bring back that holiday spirit, Hashem Shemoichami. That's what we're trying to, you know, this is the family all together. Say, you know, Labdel, El Falaf, El Falaf, El Falaf, El Falaf, El Falaf, is going to kick me out, sorry. I want to talk about gambling. My father is trying to make sure that I don't talk about the good stuff. Yeah, it's the same child. It's the same exact child. Mamish, same child. Mamish, same child. Mamish, same child. Are you going to be allowed to take a picture of the, I guess, an oila? The feed is, it'll come out that an oila is already mechayer, it's already also, the Gemara says. It's already also banah. It's a meila. So Lachara,
the kol picture.
Now, basically, don't get confused. That which it says kol v'mara v'reyach ein ba mishum ila has nothing to do with this. That's just looking. Looking at the menera is about the anah that's allowed. Looking is allowed, but here you're taking it and implanting it. And, yeah. I don't painting. I don't know if painting is the same thing. Your own chachma is based on that. It seems too vite. I can't measure it clearly now. I have to think about it. The cash is better than the tariffs, but there must be a. It must be something like I'm trying to say. It's a little bit vite. It's after I implanted in my brain the tmuna. Now I implanted onto a canvas. But the cash is better than the tariffs. I think we'll be Messiah with Inyanagiam. So I want to just. I'm not a bucky in medieval literature. And over here, I read some very interesting things. It seems to be that the gambling addiction was an issue in. Talking Klalitzer, it's not an issue. I wrote down a few stories because today I must admit that if you're an Ashkenazi, we see that it could be that gambling will not be able to say is awesome. However, you find in the medieval literature of the great Paiskim, of the Rosh, and of all other, I say literature because a lot of it wasn't in their Tshuva Svarim. It was in Svarim that you find the Takanas of the door. Yesterday, my Chavrusa, it wasn't well. He left me with his computer and an Oitzar Chachma. This is like a dangerous thing for a person who, you know. And I sat there and I just read all different Takanas that went on. And I just put in the word Himor is gambling. And I had literally about 18,000 literatures and Takanas and everything that went on. So I'll just read you a few of them. Just to show you the hierarchy of Chazal when it came to gambling. Before we get to the halacha, you did the opposite of how a normal person gives a shiur. Usually you give the shiur, you say if it's mutter, it's also. And then at the end you talk about maybe Muslim. I'm just going to tell you what I saw beforehand. In the Tshuvas HaRosh, in 1223, in a city in Kalin, he brings the whole Maisa that there was a king that came to town, and in that town, they made a takana that people are not allowed to gamble. No more gambling, because they saw it was getting out of hand, and that they don't allow any gambling. So the king came to town, and the king, there were a bunch of goyim. You might have to read it. It looks like one of these, the stories with the puddits and the kreitzmach. And the kid was playing with they were playing cards in front of the king, some goyim. So the king said, hey, you guys are very good at this. So he said, you should see the Jews. Those guys, they mamish know how to play this. So they called, they said, okay, bring me the Jews. So they bring the whole chevra, mamish shaylach, the whole chevra, they came in front of the king, and they're sitting there, and they're playing in front of the, so the king told the king, the king said, go play for money. He said, no, we're not allowed to, our rabbis don't let. So the king said, okay, well, I'm making a major gain in 2 days, and you have to come. So they went to the mamish the rishonim, they went to the rishonim at the door, and they asked him, are we allowed to go? Koch nefesh. They started, So the Rosh told them that, no, it's not, he doesn't want that, he's not going to start, and it's nothing, nobody should go. It was mamish like with Mordechai and Esther, the whole thing, don't go to the Suda of the king, don't go, he told them not to go. And most of the town didn't go, except for a few chevre that went, and they won big money. And when they came back, so the only shayla was to put them in chayrim, all different shaylas, all the rishayim were talking about this. Should we put them in chayrim? And what should we do with the money? Zikr, the money should go to Talmidei Chachamim. I'm telling you, I'm just right now. I'm just a parrot. I'm just reading what I. That was one. Then I started. Once I saw this, the pashit, I started getting very excited. It was an interesting thing. Then I read like this. You can't believe this. In 1448, in a place called. Spell it Bologna, right? But Bologna, Bologna. In this place, there was a takana. The takana was no one's allowed to gamble unless you're depressed. Unless you're depressed, somebody calls me Chidochan, does the Bacher gamble? No, only when he's depressed. He's going to kill the shit with a little bit of shine. only when you're depressed, you're allowed to gamble. Okay, but you see the Hergesh of Chazal, they weren't in this. This was probably the funniest line I ever read in any Sefer. In 1575 in Cremona, they made a takana. You're not allowed to gamble unless it's a day she'ein oimim by tachanun. Right? There are some chesidish shtiblach where it's like mamish. Then I saw. I'm telling you, you can't even. I tried to make up better ones than this. You can't. You couldn't even try. Then this is Gnaldi. Where was this one? I can't read my. I wrote over here. But somewhere else, there's another takana that you're only allowed to gamble. This is great. And my shvig is coming for Shabbat. You're only allowed to gamble in a play, and when your wife had a baby. It's the only time you're allowed to gamble is if white had a baby and they have all cheshbonis, shvur, shechal boy, or the month, whatever. Right? So this on mamish, I didn't understand. Maybe this guy needs money. Another mouth to feed, right? Then I read Viper, and Agav speaks about it in a different paragraph and explains because the shvigar is coming to live with you. Or you're going to live with the shvigar as a male, you're depressed, and it goes back to the other time. Again, imagine. But you see the heritage of Chazal. That's number one. Married to Chazal. Don't get scared to get married, boys. That's the first thing you see. The second thing you see is they asked the Rosh. This is Meridik. Mamish Meridik. What went on over here? How the what they were. And the Aruch HaShulchan, after he spends in Simon Reish Zayin and Simon Shinayin, that's where these Simonim are about gambling. In Simon Reish Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan has about 30 sifim where he goes one after the other, explaining the ganze sugya back and forth, and he proves that bad sim could be the Minhag Ashkenazi to be Mekel. At the end, he writes, but a value shouldn't gamble. All the terrible kikulim that come out of it. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't usually throw in his opinion in these nyanim. And over here, Mamish, he goes out of his way and throws in an opinion, the Bir Alocha. In the beginning of Arzim and Tavish Ayin Aleph, he writes that people, they're wasting time in Hanukkah, and what they could be doing is simply learning. And instead, again, the person weren't thrilled about this. So in the Rosh, I read Meri Degazach, it's also brought in Yeridei and Simon Reish Kochas and Sif Tes Vav in Ramah, about, let's say there was a fellow who made a neder. He's never going to gamble again. It was a real addiction. You see, the Meri Degazach, there were Amish people that were Meri addicted. So the guy made a neder. He's never going to gamble again. So he came to the Rosh. Could he be mapped to the neder? So the Rosh said, no, it's a medishal nitzvah. You can't be mapped to the neder. So he came to the Rosh, and he said, I was over on my neder 3 times at Chazakah. I'm not making it. So they're going to be mapped to the neder. So listen what the Rosh's psak was, everybody said. The Rosh paskins that you should meister him to the government. Right? Because the government was against gambling, vice versa, Atlantic City, but they were against it. So, moister him to the government. So then the Rosh, in the Shpeta de Ketruvi, writes like this, he writes, you know, don't be moister him to the government, because the government is just going to slap him around, and they're just going to put him in jail. He says, what you should really do is buy the rights from the government. I'm telling you, moister, this was very serious in their time. Buy the rights from the government to beat him up, to be in charge of, be his policeman, and buy the rights from the government to beat him up, and then beat him up, and to the extent that he won't gamble again, and if it doesn't work, beat him up again. Achi Yomer, Eini Roitza. He writes like that. Roitza Ani. Eini Roitza to play anymore. So you see that the Hergish of Chazal was the Maisa, the Ramah, Taka, Lalocha says if the fellow's over on his nether, so maybe there is a Makim Taka to be Mekel, and we'll see in a moment, the Shach says it's only if he has no other Parnassa. If this is his only Parnassa, then you can't be Mekel. But let's go now to the Sugya for a moment, and see Taka. What's our Isa? The Maisa the Olam is learning Bab Metzia. This is a sugi that comes up, it's a concept that comes up in Bab Metzia and Daf Mem Ches. It's a concept that comes up in Samach Vav. This is a concept known as Asmachta. I'm going to make it very, very simple because I know when it comes to this Indian gambling, everybody knows that's one word here and the word Asmachta there, and they don't really know. I'm going to make it very, very clear, very, very bekitzer. There's a concept known as Asmachta. The way Asmachta works in Halacha is very simple. The case of the Gemara, which the Olam will see, Gemara in Bab Metzia, the case is Aris. The case is that I come to a fellow and I tell him, I want to plant your field, right? And I'll give you 2/3 of the crop, and I'll take 1/3 of the crop, whatever, a sharecropper. And he says that the Maisa, the Balabas says, how do I know you're going to do it? If you don't wind up doing it, I'm stuck. I'm stuck, I won't have. So he tells him, look, if I don't plant the field like I'm supposed to, I'll give you 1,000 rubles. If I don't plant the field, I'll give you 1,000 rubles. So the Gemara says, this is the classic example of a smachta. The smachta like kind of, wasn't mean. It means that when a person makes a transaction, he has to make it with his das and his rutzin that he wants to be giving the money for whatever he's going to be getting, etc. Here, he's only doing it because he clearly knows that he's going to plant the field. And if besides something comes up and he doesn't wind up planting, he certainly doesn't have rutzin hatoyv, he certainly doesn't want to give the money. And this is known in the concept of a smachta. We paskin, a smachta is loy kanya. Well, it doesn't work. That means that in this case, even though it doesn't sound fair, it has to do with snoyim, the Ksai says, I'm not going into this now, about kapanim, that's talocha. Talocha is in this case, after a year, he doesn't have to pay the 1,000 rubles. That's a smachta kind of. There's other examples of this. I have a loan. I borrow $100 from you, and I have a shtar. So I'd only pay you back 50. So I tell the person, listen, I need an extension on the loan. If I don't pay you back the other 50 in a month from now, so I'll give the loan to Yanim. Yanim will give you the shtar back, and you can go get all of it. You can collect all the money again. Yeah. So this is again a classic example of smachta kind of. comes again the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Daf Chav Dalet, and the Mishnah says as it. The Mishnah says that there are a few miyuchasim over here that are pasul eidus. Who are the miyuchasim that are pasul eidus? So one of them is a mesachet bekubia, which means the person gambles, and one of them is mafricha yoyne, which is in America we say, I don't know if it still exists, OTB. You remember? I don't know, they have it anyway. Off-track betting, and some of these still think they'll exist. It's a little bit the OTB, which is you're horse racing, basically, and they're betting on horses. So these cheva are pasul eidus, who are the other mechutanim over here, malvet beribis, the worst creatures. Everybody said, God's longin, the worst guys. All these cheva are pasul eidus. So now, the Gemara asks, what's wrong with mesachet bekubia? What's the problem? Well, why are you not allowed mesachet? The Gemara just says that if you gamble, you're pasul eidus. But what's the problem? What's the problem with gambling? So the Gemara brings down two mandam, and the Gemara brings down Rami Bachama, Omar Rami Bachama. The problem is a smachta. The same thing, when he gambles, he's not giving the money, but he's not going to have to give the money, or whatever. So it's a regular smachta. The fee there, as we'll see in a moment, it's really checkmate. If you go to Rami Bar Chama, so then gambling is over, because we hold this gazel. And the emphasis is, if there's any chenu b'nei ha-svardim over here, there aren't. For the svardim, that's how they paskin. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Ayin, it's an entire simon. In Shin Ayin, it's an entire Sifud Gimel and Veshtar, but it's an entire Simon in Shin Ayin that the Mechaber paskins that gambling for a Svardi is awesome. Because it's a smachta. When he gives the money, he doesn't have a half a minute, he's going to have to give it. Which is very good. That means that even if I'll say Ashkenazi coolest today, so you have to know, make sure you have racist games and no Svardim should be invited to the game. I think if a Merdek is out, the Svardi, he's over on Misacha Bekubia, which is Taka Omer Gezel Drabanum. It's not a Gezel Deraisa, it's a Gezel Drabanum. So for him, he's over the right. You, if you're playing with the Svardi, you're over on Lifnei Iver Deraisa. Because the Svardi's not allowed to gamble. Right? So Mimela, Mayel, you're out of the game. You're out of the game. But I'll complain him, it's, don't invite him to the game. Right? That's it, you write on your door, you have, let's say, one of these gambling dealers, not that I know these things, about Kapanen, you have one of these rooms, you write on the door, no Svardim allowed. Right? That's it, in Masa. Fine. Kapanen, there's a second mandomer in the Gemara. The man Domer Rav Sheshes says, nah, he doesn't bring down a smack the yekon. He says, you know what the problem with gambling is? The problem with gambling is, I remember, it was a bacher, right? And the bacher told me that the problem of gambling is not yeshivish. It's not yeshivish. I mean, I've heard of a hat, I heard of Jack, this is the strangest thing I've ever heard. It's not yeshivish. Where'd you get that from? He says, I once went to a shir. This is Givaldic. He said, I once went to a shir, and the Rav got up, and he was talking about Mesachta Bekubi, and he was talking, I don't know if he said Rami Bachama, and he said, you know, it's a smachta. He said, the other man Dummer holds that the problem is Zaina Yeshivish. Now, if you read the Gemara slowly, it doesn't say any Yeshivish. It says, Eina Oisik Beshivish Shal Oilam. So he obviously wasn't in, and he understood it like, and I just lost my place in the camera. He's Eina Oisik Beshivish Shal Oilam. He's Eina, and get the rep. The rep kept getting up and saying, it's not Oisik Beshivish Shal Oilam. I'm telling you. I'll go find him. So it doesn't mean that, everybody said. It means Eina Oisik the Yeshivai Shal Oilam. He's not somebody who's Isaac in the... he's not... give me a good English word for this. He's in a Yeshiva. Give me a good word for it. He's not a part of society. He's not a functioning part. He's not a... He's not a giving member of society. The kid says he's a lowlife. That's their statement. Gemara, you're not allowed to be one. That's what Gemara says. Says the Gemara, what's the nafkamina if the problem is a smachta or not? Says the Gemara, nafkamina is if he has another job. If he has another parnasa... And this is, he just does, you know, as a side thing, as a fun, as a that. So then, the pshat is, he's doing it for fun, he's relaxing, the Paiskim aren't happy with this fellow, that's your relaxation. But upon him, it's not pshat that he's totally mufka, and he's somebody that doesn't take life seriously, and he doesn't take money seriously, and he's somebody that he's not trustworthy, etc., etc. The Gemara says, it depends. If you hold a smachta like kanya, so then it's awesome. And that's it, it's real gezel. He didn't think he's going to lose. But Shankin, if you hold it, the problem is, ain't Isaac. You should play him. So as long as you have another job, so then it's not awesome. We can't say it's awesome. I can't. Now, the Maisa, what's Taka Pshat? It's a very important this question. Sometimes you hear it, so good. You think, okay, this part I can fall asleep for because it sounds like Londis. But this is extremely important. Kapit and Afghaminas. What's the Pshat in Rav Sheshes, which the Ramah Paskin's like? The Ashkenazim Paskin like that. So why is it not a smachta? Why is it not a smachta? L'chayre, he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't think he's going to have to pay the money. So it's different Rishonim, and they say different things. And the Ramah says you need all of the Rishonim to be makel on a game. In other words, to be able to gamble, you need all the Rishonim. So what do the Rishonim say? So some say it's simply not a smachta. Because, as you all realize already, the difference between that case of Aris the person goes in, it's biyadai, says Rashi, Baba Mitzia, Daf Memches. It's within his ability to plant. So since it's within his ability, therefore he doesn't think I'm going to have to pay the money. Mashiach he gambles, even though we know there's a little bit of skill involved sometimes, maybe not roulette, but in poker and whatever, there's a little bit of skill involved. But we all know that it's also tali, mostly in mazel. So therefore you can't say it's biyadai. You can't say it's within his ability, and he's so that's why he taka does give the money willingly. He knows that it's not totally in his skill. Another pshat that Rishayim said, Mordechai, all this is brought in our mouth, is that if you put the money on the table before the game, before that round, so then you clearly have given up the money, and you showed that I'm saymich daitoy, that I might lose, and I might have to give up the money. The second thing, and this is I think the Olam knows. The third thing that the Olam doesn't know, and so the Ramah goes on. And the Ramah says that the table that you're playing with is currently owned by all the parties. It's owned by the parties that are playing this game, playing this sport. So the Mela, the Ramah says you need all... Now what's the hesper there? Because once I put it down on the table, and it's currently to both of us, so then when I put it down, I already was... The money's out of my rishos. So now you can't say he doesn't mean it, then if he loses, so then about he needs to give up that money. That's how it comes. Now, look, everybody say, we're going out practical. Look at this. I have... We'll go through a few cases. My first thing you have to know is that a bacher, l'chayra, has no other parnasa. So l'chayra, a Sfaradi bacher can't gamble because it's mamish gezel, it's machta. A Sfaradi bacher for sure can't gamble. An Ashkenazi bacher, say if he has another job, right? You know, he's like that. He gets a little parnasa on the side. But if he doesn't have another job, and he has money from his parents, that's who Chazal are talking about. That's clearly who Chazal are talking about, because obviously if he's gambling, he has somebody's money, so he has Yerusha, or he has his parents' money, and Mamela, sorry?
He has an allowance?
Even an allowance. I once asked for Scheinberg, and he said like this, he said, who do you think the Gemara is talking about? The guy has to have money from somewhere, so he got money from his parents, he got money from Yerusha. It means that the point is if he never had to work for money, and his only acquisition of money was al yidei taking from other people's tzara, so then he's the type of a person that's in our language not oisik in yeshiva shel oilo.
Is he working now or?
It's not clear. Lemaisa, if he works in the summer, I once asked the shalat of Eliashiv, and Eliashiv didn't want to be meikel. So if you manage, a guy works in the summer and he makes, $20,000 and he makes enough to support him all year, as opposed to a guy who's working in the summer, mashal, in the summertime, you can gamble, in the summertime you'd be allowed to gamble. Again, chutz from all the other things, and especially if it's yamim she'ein oimim bo tachanon, like Tisha B'Av, you'd be allowed to gamble, and other such days, and v'chule, upon him.
The work in the summer and they use it as
I also, when I was asking of Yashav, I was asking the person, it's a bacher, he doesn't need more money than that. Didn't want to be meikel. I'm not sure. I would have thought it would have been mutter. That's spending money for the whole year. I would have thought it's mutter, but pasak going. The maisa, I will admit, the l'chayra, we're still only talking about someone, this is what I think. We're still only talking about someone who, the pshat is that he's gambling, every week, every day. He's still a gambler. If the person is playing just on a one-off, he's playing like a game of dreidel, he's playing one game of poker, it's clearly, the whole idea is if you're Eisik v'shushush oilam, is that you're someone who, you're not responsible, you're not making money in a normal, responsible way. So mainly you don't take money seriously, you don't take life seriously, you're getting hatzlach on other people's tzaris, whatever the problem the Gemara is. But if a person is having a one-off game, he plays once in bi-weekly or something, I'm not advocating poker, I'm talking also mutter, right? We're talking the Aruch HaShulchan was not happy about gambling. But on Hanukkah, a person wants to play one game, and he's playing for trinkets. No, so maybe after you can't say such a thing is awesome. But if he's doing it mamish, he has a kavua thing every week. He plays. It's a kavua. Once it's kavua and he doesn't have a parnasa, so it's also. That's number one. Number two is the football. You guys will help me out. The football, the American stuff, not the with the. Without shoes. So the football pools. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? So but they have they bet on which team is going to win. And so how does it work? My understanding is it goes all. You have 10 guys, 20 guys, and everybody puts money in. Yeah? Don't shake your head to no, everybody. It's different. It's different than hugging. You for sure can't know. You're sorry.
You bet
against what? No, I'm talking about Heinrich and Matzav under the mansion. But how's it work? No, I'll be honest with you. How's it work? I tell you what I understood. A Bokka was telling me about, he told me they have 15, 20 Bokka to get together. They put in money, and one guy holds all the money. Is that what I said? Have any shemits to reality?
Yeah?
I'm like, get out.
Split it.
What? How do they split it? I don't know. There's different madrigas and shitas and minhagim and einshah. I'll complain him. But, so this I have a problem with. In other words, again, I can't say this is mamish, like, if he's doing it as a one-off, and he's not mamish making his parnasso off of it, etc. So I can't say it's mamish also for an Ashkenazi. Certainly it should be racist games, and Spartan should not be allowed in the games, it's clear. The only thing is that I have one problem. My problem is, the oilam should get together, and they give the money before, so they get that snack. What they should do is they should buy a bag, I guess, of your favorite football team, they should buy a bag joined together of all the people. So now the money is in a joint makim that is owned by all the parties. So what you learned today in this year, we're supposed to buy a bag of the New York Giants, and we're going to put the money in there that we all own it. Right? He can't be a gizmo. That's the point. You have to,
if he's not in it,
they're going to give the money to a dude who's not betting. Maybe it's Farty. Maybe I'm oil. You'll be masking to take all the money for everyone. And they'll take it. And you'll be macking it on behalf of everybody. Your arm will be kind of for. So that's what you do. You buy yourself a bag, a football bag, and a fill-in bag. I can put them in. You put inside all the money. It's cunning to everybody. And it's a hey, look a game. It's a hey, look a game of gambling. Again, I would appreciate if you play on games. Just now when I was in America, I said this year somewhere. So someone told me it's Givaldi because Thanksgiving falls out this year on Hanukkah. I think we're holding Shechaba, Yom Shechaba. And what? Today, yesterday. Sure. She told me it's great because Taka on the big game. Right? So it's a Yom Sheinim B'Tachanon. So in Mail it's Givaldi. And you're allowed to gamble, Taka. That's one case. Another case is the.
Say you're betting against a
guy, for his Fardis, Usher Gomer. That is the case of Shulchan Aruch. You're out, a mile out, there's no more gambling, you have to stop this addiction. Sorry? So that'll be the same. So the Chayra like this. I once asked this question to Rabelski. I asked him that Chayra, I couldn't say the word Atlantic City to him because I wanted him to speak to me again. But I said, let's say you're playing in a private betting house, Sanua with Sifrei Torah around there, and I asked him, Chayra, the problem is that by the Goyim they don't put the money on the table, so you lost one of the Tznayim. They don't put the money on the table. They don't put their side on the table. You have to put your money on the table. Right? So, the house doesn't put the money on the table. The house? I guess I'm hanging out in the wrong places. Right, it's all computerized. It doesn't go, the money doesn't go on the table. I'm right. The money doesn't go on the table.
Online?
How do you know?
Online.
How do you know?
The money doesn't go down.
How do you know?
Okay. Online, no, we're not
online. It's the same
online
idea.
Betting.
No, they're like what's going on? You guys are like in a new door. One second, no, bring me back a minute. Give me a second. I'll tell you what I asked Rabelski, and then we'll down on the new Shaila. I asked Rabelski that when you're putting, you put your money on the table and the guy doesn't. That's how I asked the question. This is because that case exists, okay? So Rabelski said that it could be because there's, in these states where it's legalized, so then it's Yitachin that since the government regulations are mechayiv that Nesinas money, the Pasha, they'd be closed down and whatever. If they find out that these guys aren't paying off, they would come and close the place down. So it could be that together of money on the table.
They won't
be no, no, that's not the issue. The issue is not that. We have to go within the Tznayim of the Ramah.
Happy for you to be the
it's not a word of happy or not happy. That's not the word. The word is Chazal. The Ramah made Tznayim. Rabbi said, I've got to ask you a question. Everybody who gambles knows the possibility is going to lose anyways, right? So what's the Chabchab, Rami Barcham? Elamai, Vaisai, the Chazal wanted it to be as much Tznayim, but it's not Tznayim Atoy. It's not Tznayim Atoy to give the money. It's not Tznayim Atoy. They know that it has to exist for.
If nobody can win, if nobody can get money,
then. These are the Tznayim and the Ramah. I can't give more of a kula than the Ramah. Ramah is the Makel.
What's the condition? The money has to be on
the table. The money has to be on the table, and the table that. I have another problem. The table's not cunny to you. You don't own the table. They own the table. And what are you going to do? You're playing the game of gambling with Tony and Vito and the whole Chevetarten, right? The Godfather and the Schnitzel and everything. The whole God of Chevet. So what are you going to tell? One sec. I have to make a Kenyan on the table. You know, even when we go away for Shabbos and we heard a chumrah that we have to buy the oil, people laugh at us, right? So you can imagine telling Tony Vito and the whole Chevetarten that we're going to buy, we're taking a chalik and a Kenyan in the table. It's not going to go very well. You're not going to be by the back. Sorry?
About a government owned?
Usually they're at least government regulated, so it's the same idea. It doesn't matter. It's
you
the
can't
same.
Go to
what? What do you mean? You know, man, it doesn't make a difference to me because it's government regulated anyway.
No, you mean the table.
Oh, you mean because I'm a tax-paying citizen? Yeah, that's fair. According to that, I can go over to Tony. Do me a favor. You know, he's driving the garbage truck right now. Listen, I need to borrow the truck a minute. Just a second. One second. I have a lot of garbage. What?
The
Maaseh of Besky said his own kula. He said the pshat is it's government regulated, but at the toikif and strength of creation of Gemira's das, we'll call it. Okay, I do have a problem that online betting. This is something I'm not familiar with so much. At least in public, I'm not going to talk about it.
But some of these things, a lot of these things, you're not even giving any money. You're just betting if X, Y, Z happens.
But you give your credit card.
No, otherwise I won't
you
in the game.
You don't give your credit card.
So what happens? So when you lose for states, you cancel the credit card. So
no,
how do I pay?
You have to pick a perfect team, and if you get...
But I understand. Why would I pay ever if I didn't give it ahead of time?
No.
Why would I pay?
Where does the money come from? The money comes from...
No, how do you lose ever?
How do you have to pay to play?
I mean, you
can't. Oh, you can't lose.
You pay to play?
You mean you play to get in the game?
Oh,
yeah, that's it.
Come on, how do you know all this? You're a Sparty!
Yeah. This one's Booker.
No, even for Sparty.
Sparty before.
What? So I must tell you, I want to tell you how light this goes. Rav Avadya Yosef, Zeicher Tzadik Levracha, he said that a Sparty cannot play even Lotto. Now, that's a big Kiddush. I'll explain to you why it's a big Kiddush. Yeah, that's it. Life's over. Even Lotto? What are you thinking? What's left, right? Dominating, learning? Like, what's left? I tell you that I had this close once to talk to Rav Avadya about this, and he wasn't mamish, he wasn't mevatah for a second. It's also smachta. I said, even goyim, everything's awesome. The only thing is, yesh lo din harbe over here. I explained to you in a marshal. When you take money, you put it in a slot machine. Yeah, I feel bad. The olim over here, the mamish, it's me, Mr. Kapachim, don't go with the chanukah. It came from these achim. But you have to know. Basically, you could be a rabbanim and paiskim one day. You have to know. You have to be normal. You have to know how to talk to the veld. You have to know what to tell people. So the slot machine, the way it works is like this. You take your money, you put it in. Right? Ding ding nothing. Ding ding nothing. Right? And this goes on and you say that old Baba and the Zitzach Dotten, she's been there for the last 42 years and she remembers still the war and she's sitting there and there. So she leaves, she walks away, she dies, and then all of a sudden the next guy comes, the ankle comes, he puts in one quarter, boom, it's everything. So now the Pshat says that money he won, whose money did he win? He won her money. Right? All the money that was in the machine. So the Chayra. Oh, so the Chayra, fancy people, this is how I play. All the money is in. So now, L'chaira, I'm using it as a marshal to get back to life. So now, all that money in the machine, is it pshat that it's machta lekanya because you got all her money, you know, and she didn't want to give the money? It's tayis. It's tayis. Once she puts the money in, the money's lost. It's alderich, what the Olam is saying, like a schus to play the game. It's the same thing with Lotto. The second I put the money in, the money's lost. It's gone. That, I don't know if this is in the regular rules of a smach lekanya. The regular rules of smach lekanya is I put the money or I don't put the money down, and now I'm gambling, and I'm going to have to either have the money taken away from me in front of my eyes, or I'm going to have to take it out of my pocket. That's the regular case. But once I put a dollar for Lotto, it's over. There's no rotzen. That is my rotzen type because I'm paying for the ride, which it could be that's what I'm saying over here. This new type, and it could be even for a Sfardi, it would be mutter. But of course, I couldn't paskin against Rav Avadya Yosef, and any Sfardi, if you'd have a choice of listening to Shaggy Kallis, Rav Avadya Yosef. So Mistama, he had a million guys at the Levi. So Mistama, he would happen. He would win. Right? So therefore, of course, for Shteitzach for a mile, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'll just be Messiah, but chips is lechayra. Chips is money. Lechayra. Chips is money. L'chayr.
Well, works for putting money on the table.
You should have a staff poker game, I think. No. I think you're very into it. Chips. And all the things. Why do you have a glazer? What? Sorry? Slot machines, I think, even for a Sparty are much. Of course, the Sparty can't listen to me.
Exactly.
Obviously. And also, it's also talking about a person that doesn't... the Eidomim Shein Boitachnu. Find the yard sign. Vince the yard sign. I was happy Messiah. Kamerzik is out. This is like the clincher, we'll call it, right? I saw put down for the Kleisenberg Rebbe. The Kleisenberg Rebbe Taka, you know, everybody talks about gambling, and they all talk about that the minig is this dreadful minig that on Hanukkah people are gambling and wasting away Hanukkah, and they're gambling, and then they're playing cards. So the Kleisenberg Rebbe, I don't know if he wrote it or somebody else wrote it, he says, but at least you see one thing over here. You see, Lemaisa, that there was such a minig, just everybody screaming against it, right? Minig always says Gehenim. When you put the letters in minig, and it spells Gehenim, right? But Lemaisa, you see, there were people doing this. They said, we came to Sazach. The Chanukah is such a psa'edika yontif. And why Dafka punk now all of a sudden came to the idea of gambling? What's a pshat? There's never a pshat in because it's a dreidel. But he says, Mer de Gazach. He says, Mustama pshat like this. That we find in the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Ches, it's put down aloch and Shulchan Aruch, it's Shin Chav Beis. At the end, it's Sivat about Goyrel, about gambling. That if a person is gambling with his own family, we learned this, if he's gambling with his own family, so they said people aren't makbid. And then it's a whole shaila, maybe you are allowed to, maybe you're not allowed because it'll cause them to gamble. It's a whole shaila if you're allowed. But Lemaisa, amongst family, there's a more of a makim to be mako because no one's makbid. So he says like this, he says, like we saw in Chanukah, this is Akiva, Av and Achdus and Klal Yisrael, that Mamish and Pashat were all moided together, and we're all mahalo together, biyachat. So it made it create such a tremendous Kiva. Look, if I look at Kiva, it's just the Chumamish, the whole Velt is Mamish like brothers. I think in Kavachaymer, in Yeshiva Sater, it's a Torah. It's like the one big happy family. No? One big happy family, and someone every Shabbaton, you go and we're just a family. It's like a family, you're part of the family structure. You know, those are the Zayda, those are the uncles, it's been like, you know, I'm like, what am I? God, I'll be one of the like a shvager I married in or something. So imagine one game on Chanukah with the family with such a kiruv, such an achdus. But I tell you one thing, that it depends. One thing, this is the hat device test, but it depends what you look like, what your faces look like when you're playing that game. If you're sitting like this, I guess very very intense. Right? Very, very intense, very angry, very upset. So then the stomach, you don't have the answer. No? Because the chat is that you see that Makbid Gomer, Vashim Makbid Gomer, right? If he's sitting there smiling away, I'm not sure in drunken dreidel, Rabbi Yisrael, playing this stuff. I got fun in, is all the items, all the taka, Freiluch and Chanukah. I want to say one last halacha. I wanted to say it in the beginning, and it's something very important. It has nothing to do with the Shia, but it's very important. It always bothers me. In a halal shalem, a very important halacha, the mamish needs to know this for the rest of your life. In a halal shalem, you ever hear this? I say, missed out like three words in the middle there, if you're noticing. And in the halal shalem, the Mishabrua says, in our halal, the Chanukah halal, you miss one word, it's like Megill, you're not Yotze. It's Pasha Mitzvah Fais in this. People don't know this. You know, Shavuos morning, the guy, that poor guy, he stayed up all night, terribly tired. This is one word, Dortnin, a Haidu, one word, a Ma'ashi. And by the end of the day, gone. He missed the whole Hatbach of the Kaf. Gone. Right? God, nothing. It's here also, Chanukah is singing away. The oil of Mustamah is knocking this morning. Friday morning, and there's a fire. Mustamah with a fire. The fire Malachim came around. It's probably scary looking. But just make sure you say every word.